This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
Well, we are going to continue today honoring, the men who built this country. It's easy to point to politicians and presidents and this business guy, but none of that matters at all, without young men willing to pick up a weapon and throw themselves in harm's way. So joining us now, one of my favorite people in the world, president of the Security Studies Group and former Green Beret, Jim Hansen. Jim, it's a day to honor the fallen.
Good to be with you, brother. Let's do it.
You have somebody you want to talk about today. Please take it away.
You know, Jesse, it's obviously a day to make sure that anybody who marches to the sound of gunfire knows that their name will never be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long dry spell between Vietnam and 2010 where no one was awarded the Medal of Honor as a living recipient. We had a bunch of guys who were brave, who died in the cause and got the Medal of Honor. First person to get it and live was a guy named Sal Giunta. But he's been well talked about. What we don't talk about as much is the guy he was trying to save that was the reason he was awarded the Medal of Honor. And that kid's name is Josh Brennan. Now, these guys were paratroopers, 173rd Airborne. They were in the Korangal Valley in Afghanistan. And anybody who knows Afghanistan just cringed because that is hell on earth. That is the worst place in the world.
Why?
They had a 15-month tour. It's Taliban's home turf. They own it. The bad guys own that place. And we went in, and these guys went in for 15 months, bunch of paratroopers. And they, over 15 months, averaged more than 2 troop in contact incidents per day.
Good.
That's World War II island hopping level of contact.
I just want to tell everybody, by the way, quick side note, I did a 6-month stretch in Okinawa. This is pre-Iraq and all that one time. A 6-month stretch during peacetime in Okinawa that involved as much beer as it did actual training. And by the end of that 6 months, I missed home. I was ready to go home. These guys were in heavy combat for 15 months. My gosh. Anyway, go ahead, Jim.
And so one night, they're on a patrol coming home. Josh is walking point, and the Taliban lit him up. L-shaped ambush, heavy weapons. They were tearing these guys up. Josh got hit bad.
Jim, what's point? Explain that for people, and explain L-shaped ambush. I know that means, but explain it.
The guy, point man, is the one walking in front, and it's the most dangerous position to be, obviously. You're the first one who's going to see whatever bad could be out there. So the L-shaped ambush means they had guys on the side of them, the Taliban did, and guys in front of them so that they could shoot at them from two sides and there's no place to go. It was well executed and they were hurting these guys bad. Now, in the course of that, all this fire going on, a couple of the Taliban grabbed Josh's wounded body and started dragging him off. And Sal said no. He said, that is not going to happen. And he jumped up running and gunning. Ended up running through a hail of gunfire, took some shots in the course of it, and took down two of the Taliban, and he got Josh back, who was still alive at this point. So he's talking to him, he's telling him, got him on a medevac, got him back to the rear, but Josh didn't make it. He was shot up too bad. He took 7 or 8 rounds.
Ugh.
So he didn't make it, okay? But in the course of remembering guys like Josh Brennan, we decided to throw us in the rear with the gear, civilians now, decided to throw a party for these paratroopers when they were coming home. So we were throwing a fundraiser in what was Josh's hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, which I'm from. And I'd moved to D.C., but we went back. And me and a buddy of mine and some other good folks threw a party to raise money to throw a party for the paratroopers when they got back. And while I'm at this party, guy comes up to me and he says, hey, you know, my name's Mike Brennan. Josh was my son, you know, and he says, you know the story about him. We'd written about him at Black Five. We talked about this whole incident. We knew Sal was in for the Medal of Honor. He just hadn't been awarded it yet. And so Mike's looking at me at this party, and, you know, we're in a bar, and we're drinking and smoking and having fun. And he says, back about 3-4 years ago, there was an anti-war protest here in Madison, and there was some big dude there with a sign on a 2x4 that said, war never solved anything except ending slavery and genocide and fascism. He says, was that you? And I said, yeah, man, that was me. He says, I'm a Madison cop, and I was undercover at that event, and they were worried you were going to clobber somebody with that big 2x4. So they assigned me to follow you around while I'm wandering in and out all these dirty, nasty, patchouli-smelling anti-war hippies. And Mike spent the afternoon following me. And I had my, like, 6-year-old daughter with me, so I really wasn't a major menace, but I looked like one. And so I met him. And it was amazing to know that we had that in common. And now we had, you know, what happened to Josh and taking care of the unit, remembering his son. And he gave me a KIA bracelet that day. And it's got his son's name on. It's got, you know, the Coringall and all the stuff on it. And I've worn it every day for the past 12 years. And I just want to make sure that Josh Brennan, American paratrooper, never gets forgotten.
Josh Brennan. Jim Hansen, I cannot thank you enough, my friend. That was, man, thank you, my brother. That was awesome. Semper Fi to you.
Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Semper Fi. How about that, people? How about that?
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. My house smells, too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet, maybe they're animal smells, maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.